Okay. For the audience that will be watching this in the video, I'm going to go ahead and go over where you can find the documents that we're talking about in the video. So when you go into My Barton portal, you're going to go into faculty and staff, and then we're going to go into professional development and training opportunities, and that's going to be where some of the files will be located. So these are going to be the two files that we'll be using for the presentation, and then the handout will be the notes that you will have for the presentation as well. So that's a PDF file that you guys can use, and it will look like, it'll look like this. Okay, so that's where we're gonna go ahead and get started. And I'm gonna move this out of my way, otherwise it's gonna be a problem. Can we minimize it?
I believe
right there? Press escape to show. Okay, good deal. Okay, so we're going to be in your bulletin of classes. And essentially what I did was I went into Power BI and I just downloaded the Excel file. So where we're going to start, and actually I probably should start with templates, but that's okay, we'll jump into this. Where we're going to start is basically getting the spreadsheet so that it's functional, so that you have everything, you can see everything, you know everything's going to be accurate, and when you sort it or you filter it, that it's going to be correct. Is it cold out there?
Just a little
tiny bit. And so I have a list of some of the information on that PDF that you will be able to download inside of the training material. And so the first step is determining if it's a table or not. So this one I've already taken off as a table. So what we're going to be working with for this specific section are just the spreadsheet. We're going to sort, filter through the spreadsheet. If you're sorting and filtering through the table, that's going to function differently. So knowing whether it's a table or whether it's not a table is going to be important. When you click inside of your spreadsheet, if the little table tools button up right here on top does not pop up, you're not in a table. That's the easiest way to do that, okay? If you're already in the StrengthFinder spreadsheet that we have, I still have that one listed as a table. And so you can see the difference there. And we'll be working with that one as well. So that will be a little different. If you guys have questions specifically about tables, I can take those at the end. But for now, we're just going to be working with just the spreadsheet part. So since we're not in a table, one of the things I'm going to have you do is go ahead and highlight your material. And we're going to take the I shouldn't say formatting, the cell colors in the background off. One of the questions I had from the last training was about banded rows. And I'm going to give you an example of how to fix that so that the banded rows don't cause problems. And so we're going to go ahead and we're going to clear the formatting on your cell color. So we're going to hit no fill on the cell color, and we will put that back in later. Okay. Then we get to go into our data, and we can turn on for the filters. So the filters will automatically pop up there on our headers there for us, so that we can go ahead and we can filter our information. Even though we're not in a table, it's still going to allow us to move that information around. Questions?
We got to selecting all of it.
Selecting all of it. I know, it's kind of long. I originally thought that maybe I would use the scheduling matrix, and then I downloaded that, and that's even longer. So we tried to go with something that's a little more manageable. So when you select it all the way down, you're just clearing the cell color. That's all that you're doing. So there's no banded rows that are going to be placed in there anymore.
How are you making the filters?
The filters, I just had one of my active cells inside of that header. And when you go into your data tab, you're just turning the filters on. Yours won't highlight.
No. It will start it. If the last day of the ship, and then we can use the arrows afterwards. If the still ship,
yeah, just hit shift with pushing down. I don't know why, because if we would turn that computer back on and it wouldn't do it the next time, I'm sure. Crazies. Okay, so are we all to this point almost? Question?
I selected my cell and let the select all go away, and then I wondered if I'd regret it, but you know what I mean?
Yes.
So much, but it's okay.
The good news is if you hit the wrong button, like the delete button, the undo button is your best friend.
It is.
And you guys can see, well, I wish you could see all the edits that I've done to mine. But when you pull the little menu down, it can go down very, 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 very far, and you can undo 50 different tasks or something. So if you really do mess up, you can jump back quite a ways. So yeah, don't let that make you nervous, because it is my best friend as well. I used it just yesterday. Okay. One of the things that I was going to point out too is if you have any, I have hidden arrows later. Okay. So then we're going to jump in here to our headers, and we just want to make sure that they are standing out. So in this case, they're already in blue. If you want to go ahead and make them bold, if you want to put a different color on them, whatever, you can reformat the headers. Sometimes the headers will come in and they don't change with the rest of the content. And so you just want to make sure that they are highlighted so that they're easier to see than everything else. Yes. The little filters, that's going to be underneath your data tab, and you're just turning the filters on and off. So it's just a toggle switch. You just push it on and it'll pop up there for you. You're welcome. So then the other thing we're going to do is we're going to highlight all of our columns all the way across. So mine goes to O. And we're going to do an auto fit. And this is just so we can start seeing all of our information. Now, one of the things I will recognize is that this cell right here, this is applied filter cell, has a title in it. So it's going to go all the way across. So that first column is probably going to jump us way over, and we'll move it back. But everything else should be pretty much where it needs to be. The little number signs that you guys can see there, the only thing that means is that the number that's in there, in this case the date, is just not big enough. The cell's not big enough to show up. So it doesn't mean that there's an error in there, it just needs to have a wider space, okay? So we're just going to right-click on we're going to double-click to the right of any one of those columns. So that little arrow space that's listed there, when you double click on it, it's going to auto fit everything that is highlighted. And so it's going to move that over. Now, I told you column A had that title in there, so we're going to have to shift it back a little bit. But everything else should come in. I forgot to deselect there. Everything should come in so that you can see it a lot easier. If anything is really wide, that's like this. There's not going to be a whole lot in that class comment, so you can make that a little bit smaller. But that's going to allow you to go in and see all the information really quickly. Do we have questions on AutoFit? And if at any point in time something happens and you can't see it all, you can always drag your rows. So you can always make them a little bit smaller or bigger, depending on how you like it. Sometimes I like a little space in between my numbers so that they don't get all jumbled up.
Did you have to highlight the whole thing again?
If you want to do, no, if you are just grabbing one column at a time, you don't have to highlight it. You can just grab just to the right side of that column and it'll adjust. Like I grabbed C, so it was to the right side of C. If you want to do more than one column, if you highlight all of your columns, if you do that double click auto fit, it'll do them all together. So it's just a little faster. Any questions on that part? Okay, so then this talks a little bit about checking formatting. Also, I was gonna talk about alignment, if there's any kind of alignment that you wanna make changes to. Formatting, you know, if you've got numbers in here, if you wanna go in and look at numbers. So this is all gonna be in the home tab. I would recommend being in the home tab. So then you can go in and you can make adjustments. So these are dates over here. And you want to make sure that it's listed as dates. So a lot of stuff will come in as general. And if it's something that's very specific, you want it to be a number so it can be calculated or something, then we would maybe want to go in and make that change. So in this case, like your credit hours, if you want to go in and highlight that, you could go in and make those changes. What's a lot of times easier for me when you're working with really long pieces of data like this is I just highlight my entire column. And I'll just add the number to it. And if it changes my heading at all, if it adds it as a number, I'll just change my heading back to a text or to general. So then that way I'm not sitting there highlighting everything. So it's saves a little bit of time there too. So just checking on those, and a lot of times it's just clicking on each one of them to see how they pop in there. And sometimes it's very random. Sometimes you don't really know what you're going to get. But if you need some sort of a calculation, it is going to have to be formatted correctly when it comes in. And then the credentials is actually a good example for the things that I like to do. A lot of times I'll like to center some of my data just so that you've got more space on either side of it so that you can see it a little easier. If you have something that is formatted like a dollar amount, depending on which one you like to use with currency or accounting, you can kind of decide on which one you like better there. And then you can also work on abbreviations. So if there's any abbreviations in there that you're like, I really don't know what that stands for, figure out what that stands for and then just type it in. You can always do the wrap text that we talked about last time and you can make those bigger and then just do a wrap text. So you can wrap text all the way across if you need to. To give yourself a little more space. I've got an example on that.
That helped me out so much for the wrap text because I was doing it the old fashioned way, I guess.
Sure.
Safely, and then all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 It'll speed things up, especially if you can just highlight the whole thing for sure. Nice. Yes. Any other questions or comments about that part of it? Okay. Yes.
Is the drop down up there, like if you have a date or the dollar amount that it's dropping off the zeros or it's dropping off part of the date or it's changing the date to dollars or something, is that where you...
That's probably where it is. My class usually has that problem with percentages. It'll change the dollars to a percentage and it'll come up with this really weird number. Dates, a lot of times if you have a really weird number stuck in the middle of a date, it's because it's listed as general, because all it is January 1st of 1900, and then they start counting.
Or I had like 120, and it wanted to make it a date.
Yes. So then you have some very random date posted in there. And usually it's just at random. So that's going to be where you can do that. If for some reason you have something very specific, like a date that you want to go in and work with, you can go in and you can customize it. So instead of having a date, you can go in and customize. So if I want 2 months to my, and I'm going to zoom in here for just a little bit. So if you want to go in and have the 2 months and 2 days, so it's 06/06/2020, you could go and just type it in. So it's going to be the, and you can see there, it's going to change it up there on the top of my example. Oops. Okay. So instead of O, it said 1/2. Now it's going to be, well, their example is 20, but it would be O2 if it was a single digit. So if you want some customization like that, you can always go to custom and you can customize it as well. And that is just underneath the very last section in there, just more number formats. And you can go and make some adjustments there. Plus they have a ton more options. You can just look through and see if there's something that you like better. You're welcome. But I know when we're working with spreadsheets, a lot of times you guys are wanting to put a function in, or you even just want to use that cell to add it to another cell. And if it's not formatted correctly, it's not going to go into the function correctly. And that can be a big problem. So that can help out a ton too.
Okay, when you hit custom, do you just go down looking for a date or?
Well, this is going to give you, right, so this is going to, the custom is clear down at the bottom.
Yeah.
And so the custom in this case is going to be, you can have dating options, but in this one up here, this is just a number. So that would be like 2 decimal points.
Right.
So if you scroll down, you get more options. I think special also has some different options. They've got some formatting for different options. That may not be traditional. So, but I know I use the customization specifically for dates, just because if you want something very specific, a lot of times you can customize it or you can find it in that list. Any other questions? Okay. We talked about abbreviations. I always recommend, and I talked to Charles as well, about when you're working with spreadsheets, one of the things with whether it's importing or exporting from Power BI, he said having very descriptive work sheet tabs is very helpful. And so I don't know how many of you guys work with Power BI or have to import data into it or anything, but that's one of the things that I know helps me as well. It's just going down here to the bottom and making sure that whatever you're putting in there is that is descriptive. I think you have a fairly large number set. I haven't reached my maximum number of characters in my tabs yet. So I'm not 100% for sure how far you can go with it. But you can put quite a bit of data in there. And so I would just put maybe fall 2020. And I don't think that's what this is for, but that's okay. So whatever you're going to be putting in there, just make it descriptive. Make it something that's going to, when you see it, you're going to know exactly what it is. Abbreviations and things like that, if you work with them all the time, that's great. If they're not helping you, it's not really a shortcut. And then you can also color code them. I don't know if you guys are big on color coding. I don't really do that as much, but you do have tab color, so you can go in and you can color different tabs, or maybe you've got a bunch of tabs and you need to put them into groups. A lot of times you can color code them and put them into groups that way too. So there's some different things you can do that where that can kind of be a little helpful there. Good.
I'm a color coder.
So yeah, I mean, and sometimes there's different reasons you would need stuff like that. So that can definitely help too. The other thing, there's two things here. One of them is checking to see if you have any empty rows or hidden rows. And so a lot of times if a filter was left on, when you go in and you filter, like let's say the scheduling matrix with the old version, if somebody accidentally saved when they filtered it, then you would have something that would be blocked out. And I'm not saying that happened very often, but one of the things to check when you're going through and looking at this is to see if you have any hidden rows that go down the side, or if you have any empty, completely empty rows. The empty rows need to be removed, and then the hidden rows just need to be added back in. And so in this case, everything's fine. I've already checked it. But if you don't go in and check it, if you add your filters and you have an empty row, that filter will stop at that empty row. It won't continue past it. And then you've got a lot of information. You don't know whether it works for you or not. And so that kind of helps out a little bit there too. Okay, so those are the top 6. Do you guys have questions on that so far? We get to do it again with our other worksheet. And that is going to be for a little bit different reason. So we'll get there in just a second. But you, this looks a lot different than before, right? Okay, so now it's more readable. We're going to go back in and we're going to put banded rows on. And I know some people like this. I know some people may not work with this as much. But when you go in and you do some sorting, if you just use banded rows as like format as a table kind of stuff, a lot of times the sort will change your banded rows because just cell color, that's changing the rows. So what we're going to do is we're actually going to put a formula into the spreadsheet that creates banded rows so that when you sort, it keeps the banded rows. Okay? And it's easy. So it's actually conditional format. So what we're going to do is make sure that we've got our information highlighted first. And I do realize that highlighting it all is hard. And I'm so glad you moved, you moved to a different computer. So we're going clear down to the bottom. And it does kind of slow down just a little bit once we get closer to the bottom. I'm sure glad I didn't use the schedule of the kids. Okay, so you have the whole thing highlighted, and we're going to go in and do a conditional format. This is going to be under a new rule, and we're just going to type in the formula. So underneath that new rule, we're going to select this last option, which says use formula to determine which cells to format. So it's that last option there on the bottom, and that's going to give us this little box here. I'm going to zoom in here. That allows us, it says format values where the formula is true. And all they're doing is they're making a modification for the row so every other row will have a cell color and then you'll be able to choose that color down here. So inside of this, we're gonna put in equals MOD with a parenthesis. And then we're gonna say we're gonna modify the row. And so then that is a open parenthesis and a closed parenthesis. And then you have a comma, and we're going to do this on every other row. So you're going to put in a 2, and then you close your parenthesis. So we're going to modify the rows, and then you can go in and choose your cell color. So we're going to go to format, and we're going to go to fill. Now, if you want to change the font to every other row and the borders and all that good stuff, power to you. But in this case, we're just going to use fill. And a lot of times I will choose a lighter color, even though there may not be as much differentiation. You still want to be able to read the data. So you don't want to have black data with a really dark banded row, if that makes sense. Okay. So I just picked blue to match my heading. And then you can hit OK. And then hit OK. And that's going to give you the banded rows. Now, I do have it on the sheet where you can do banded columns as well. So if that's something that you would like to do, it's just adding a column in there instead of row. Does anybody use banded rows regularly?
Yeah.
A little bit? Yeah, don't do that. This was faster. Do what?
If they're there to begin with.
If they're there to begin with. Well, I'm not saying these are required either. So sometimes it's just easier for people to read it. But we're going to do some sorting here. And if, I'm going to show you how it will keep the banded rows. It won't change those just because you're moving your data around. Okay. So we're going to be using your filters. And when we pull these little menus down, it's going to give you different options. So the nice thing about this is Excel has created ascending and descending. So the ascending is always A to Z, and the descending is always Z to A. So you don't have to know whether it's going to be an oldest to newest or newest to oldest, because I know that gets messed up in my head too when you're trying to figure out which way is ascending and descending. So if you just look at the icon on the side, that'll tell you which way you're going. And that will allow you to go in and sort the information that's within that spreadsheet. We won't necessarily sort by color. If you had things color-coded, then maybe that would be something you'd want to do. Depending on the filter. You do have different filters that will be available depending on the format. So again, this goes back to making sure your format is correct, because it will also help you filter the information. So this is date filters. I'm specifically, I think, in start date or end date. And so you can see the little menu that shows up there. You can filter through any one of those options without actually having to decide, you know, like, which numbers do I need? Or am I just looking at January, just February? So you can do it by selection as well. But this also gives you a lot of different options. And those options change depending on the format. So if it's just a text format, like in your class type, then it's just going to be a text filter. If it's a number format, you'll have a number filter. Okay, so checking those out, kind of depending on what you're wanting to use, will change there. Okay, so we're going to experiment with this just a little bit, and I want you guys to sort. We're going to sort by date, and we're just going to go ahead and just put this in ascending order. And I want you to pay attention to the banded rows. So everything moved, but the banded rows stayed the same. So the banded rows are not associated with a specific cell. They're associated with every other cell that's in the spreadsheet. Does that make sense? Okay.
Does it matter which column we go to?
No. So if you go into start date and you just select that ascending order option right there, it will, every other row will stay banded rows, even though you've resorted all your information, because the cell color is not associated with that specific cell. It's a conditional format that's been placed on it. Okay. So if for some reason you want to take the banded rows off, let's say you didn't need those anymore, you guys can just go in and clear rules and it'll wipe it all off. Okay. Or I should say this too. What?
Do you need to, you don't have to have them highlighted, it'll just take it away.
The other thing I was going to say is you can also manage rules. The manage rules, a lot of times if you have more than one rule in there, you can go and you can see what you have, and then you can also remove it. You can delete the rule. So if you've got like three or four conditional formatting on there and you only want to remove one, don't hit clear all. That's bad. Okay, so that's going to be your sorting. The hidden rows, if you go in and you filter, that's where your rows are going to be hidden, because you're minimizing that information. So let's go in and let's try to go ahead and add a filter real quick. We're going to go ahead and...
I have one more question.
Oh, sure.
Now, when we did that filter, that resorted all of the information, right?
Everything.
So that the rows were still consistent. Like, the data on that row was still consistent.
Yes. Because you can see here that all of, let me see if I can, yeah. So you've got ceramics up here. That's not a good example. Let me back up here so I can show you. Okay, so what had happened before was all of the general accounting was up there on the top. And then when I sorted, it moved it all according to the date. Okay. Yes, that's a great question though. Okay, so I'm just gonna have you guys go in and we're just gonna minimize this by doing a filter for everything that's worth 5 hours. So we're gonna deselect everything except for what's available for 5 hours. And we're gonna filter. Now this is gonna filter a lot because we don't have nearly as many 5 hour classes, but I want you to recognize the banded rows no longer work. And that's because we have hidden rows now. So you can see we've got row 11 to number 57 to number 59, 60, 62, 148. So the hidden rows, all the banded rows are still in there, but because they're hiding, it doesn't apply. So don't let that fool you a little bit. If you need to pull that off, you can always go ahead and eliminate the conditional format, re-highlight the information, put the conditional format back on, banded rows are back on, and then you can save it as a new tab if you need to work with that information a lot. If banded rows aren't a big deal, then okay. Okay, so that's going to be your condition or your filter for that one. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to show you guys. We're going to go ahead and clear that filter so everything will pop back. So just pull that menu down and do a clear filter, and everything will pop back in there. I'm going to show you the advanced filter or the advanced sort and filter that's up here. So when we go into sort, this is going to be what they call an advanced sort. And it's really no different than what you did previously, except you're setting it up so that you can see multiple things that are sorted. The primary sort is always going to be first, so you want that to be the biggest group. So for example, let's say we were going to do a term, and the term is only, I think in this one, it's spring and summer. And so we have the spring term and the summer term, so we have O2 and O3, and that would be the largest version. If we had a date, let's say we have a start date that is going to be available, then we could use that as the largest term. You just want to make sure that how you're sorting it, the smallest version is going to be the last one that is chosen because you're sorting within the sort. So let's say we have the start date, and then you want to look at what days of the week they start on. So the days of the week would be sorted for January 6th, and they would all be started January 6th. When January 6th changed to a different date, let's say the next one started January 20th, then that sort for that secondary sort is going to start all over again in ascending order. So you kind of go in that fashion. So I can give you an example here so you guys can kind of see what I'm talking about. So we are going to do the start date, going ahead and putting that in ascending order, which is your oldest to newest. And then we're going to add in another level. So we just hit that add level. And this one is going to be for class location. And we're going to do that one from A to Z. And then we're also going to put in our class fees, which is down here at the bottom. So I understand class fees don't happen as often, but it also shows you the difference between like the smallest sorting option that's going to be available. Okay, so all of those are going to be in a sorting ascending order. And then we can go ahead and hit OK. If this pops up, I just usually sort anything that looks like a number as a number, and everything will pop in there just fine. And then you can hit OK. So what I've got is January 6th is my first sort, and everything that is going to be associated with the classroom location. Let me zoom down here a little bit. So this is going to be my secondary sort, and this is going to be in ascending order until that January 6th number changes. So as I scroll down here, let me zoom in so you guys in the back can see what I'm doing. So I'm using this row and this row right here. So this is about location, and we will be getting into the BARD online stuff here in just a second. So January 6th stops here. So you guys can see January 6th stopped. So January 7th, January 9th, once we get into January 16th or 13th, that's when your ascending order starts over again. So that's your secondary sort. So it's going to sort within the primary sort. So when the primary sort changes, your secondary sort will change. Does that make sense? A little bit.
I'm trying to think what we sorted.
We sorted the date, and then we sorted the class location.
Okay.
We didn't highlight anything. We didn't have to highlight anything. So all we did was we just, as long as you're selected, let me jump back up here to the top. As long as you're selected inside of your spreadsheet, when you go to sort, it's just asking for that advanced sort. And so we just selected several different options in there, and then it's going to sort by those options. So if you're looking for a very specific information and you get it sorted in this fashion, then you can also add a filter on top of it so you can minimize the information in too. So I'm going to go ahead and hit OK. And I'm going to jump back over here. The information at some point. There's 3 hours. So let's do, we can do a filter that is going to show us only 3 credit hours. So everything that I have is sorted. So it's still sorted by January, but now it's only going to show my 3 credit hours. If you only wanted to show everything that was just going to be online, or if you were going to show just classes that were in the body shop, you could sort that out and then everything would still be in order or according to that sort.
So then how would you say this?
If you go in to the tab and just right click on top of it. So let's say you have everything that you want set up there and you want to save it for later. You're just going to do a move and copy option. I don't know if you can see that. So it's in the shortcut menu, move and copy. And that's going to allow you to create a copy and you're just leaving it inside of the same document. So when we create a copy, it's going to be a duplicate of what we just have. And then that's going to save all your filters. So then if we wanted to go back into this one, we could go in and we could clear all filters and sorts, and it would jump back to our original table. But then it allows us to save all that work we did.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So, and then again, you just go in, and I've got to change this. This is driving me nuts because it's really spring that we're working with. You could go in and you could go in and you could change this and say maybe it's filtering dates. So you specify what it is for, and then if you've got something that you need to go in and look at, you've got it available. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
It's just showing columns and not the title of the application.
Don't care.
Sometimes if I scan here, I can fix it. I'm not joking. It's a thing.
She's trying to first.
It's a thing.
Okay. I think part of yours is
if you have some
let's jump back over this way. And okay. So I want you to come back into data and take off your filters. And then I want you to click right here inside of your spreadsheet. And then add the filters back on. So they were posted up on row one instead of actually on your columns.
Okay, so that should fix that. Okay, any other questions we've got up to this point? Okay, we're going to jump over to the other file that we have, which is this one. And I'm going to show you that exact same thing that we just did there. I want you guys to move this sheet over to your current spreadsheet. So the one that we're working on, this file is going to go into that spreadsheet. Okay, so I want you to name it. So we're going to name this Strength Finder or something similar. This is the Strength Finder data from Power BI. This is the other document that you guys downloaded from online. So it should say Individual Results Strength Finder, which should be the title up there. If you didn't download it yet, download it real quick. It's all right. Does everybody have the file? Yes?
I don't even know.
It's in the same place you downloaded it at first.
So when you go into
meeting. Yep. So when you get into, yep, just double click on it. And
you go.
So it's in there now.
Oh. Okay, so we're going to move this. So this is not just moving within the document, but moving to a new document. So we're going to right click on top of that worksheet tab, and we're going to do a move and copy. And instead of copying it, we're going to move it. So we're going to add it to the workbook that is called Bulletins of Classes. So it's the bulletin document that we already have open. And because we have it open, it shows up inside of that little list there. Okay, if you want to open it to a new book, then you can do that too. But we already have it open, so it shows up there as an option. So we're going to move that over, and we're going to hit OK, and it pops it up in there. So now my StrengthFinder document went away because it moved it from that document over to your current spreadsheet. So everything's all in one place now. Does that make sense? Okay. Sometimes having things all in one location is easier to find. So with this one, again, setting it up, going through all of those kind of steps, this one is set up as a table, and so it functions a little bit differently. And so what I usually recommend if you're taking it out of a table is to take the banded rows off of it first, so then they don't come in just as cell color. And this is just the light version that's up there on the top, so it takes all the banded rows out. And that's underneath your table tools and design. And then that's going to allow us to go in and convert to range. So converting to range is just taking it out of the table and back into a spreadsheet. If at any point in time you want to take it back into a table, you can just click on table and it'll jump it back in then. So I'm going to convert to range. Yes, I want a normal range. And I'm good to go. Okay, so this is kind of the same thing. We're going to highlight everything, make sure it's got an auto fit. If you want to go in and highlight your headings, make sure that they are significant, something that you can recognize that's going to be available there. Now, this was one of the examples that I had with my abbreviations. I had no idea what each one of these were. I'm sure my sister would have them memorized by heart, but I did not know them. I had to look them up. And so the ST means strategic thinking. The auto fit, if you highlight your columns like that and just double click on one of the columns in between that, it will automatically make that bigger. And so you've got strategic thinking, you've got, oh my gosh, I'm going to forget these already, executing. This one is influencing. And then the R and B means relationship building. But you guys already know that, right? Okay, so going in and making some of these changes, when I go in and I look at it, now I'm not having to double think like, oh my gosh, I forgot what that meant. And we can go in and we can make changes to the wrap text on everything and make it so that it's not only readable, but it's going to be efficient, I should say. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to make these wider, so that we can see all the information all on the same row.
Did you get a conditioning format to get rid of your?
I did not. Before I changed it over to a table, underneath the table tools, you can just move it to a like no design. There's just no design in there. So you're already in, you're still in a table. So if you go to design and if you pull that little gallery down, so pull that bottom one down and select that one, it's going to take all those off. And then we can go ahead and we can click convert to range. And that's take it all back to just a spreadsheet instead of a table.
Okay.
Okay, so I didn't change all of mine here just for feed. But this is going to allow you to go in and make some changes. And then obviously it will allow you to make it a little bit easier as well. This is also one of the places where I go in and I will highlight my information. Do you guys have the control key selecting non-adjacent information? You select the control key? No? Okay. This is also a time saver. So if you select something, but it's not next to the other thing you need, so you select the first thing and then you hit your control key and hold it down, and then you can select additional information that's not right next to it, but then you can format it all together. So I have all of my totals that have just the numbers in them, and I can go in and I can format it as a number, and I can do a center alignment on it so that it will come in, and it's a whole lot easier to read that way. Then, since I just formatted all my titles as numbers, I can go back in and make them general again. And then that way, if for some reason you would need to be doing some calculations or formulas, maybe not on this, but on something else, then you could do that. Any questions to where we're at so far? Okay, so we're going to try a couple different things. We're going to do strategic thinking. I need to put my filters back on here. And we're going to do, actually, let's do an advanced sort. And we're going to select the strategic thinking totals. And we're going to do that in descending order. So that's going to be from Z to A. And then we also want names. We're going to add everybody's name. And that's going to be in ascending order. So then we can go ahead and hit OK. And hit OK. And that's going to bring everybody up. So the strategic thinking, the totals, you can see who has the highest in strategic thinking. If you wanted to go in and do some filtering, you could minimize this. So if we wanted to have everybody that was available except for 3 and 4, you could go in and you could select that. So it minimizes your list there. And then if you have, if you want to go in and clear that, if you want to try something else, clear it, everything else will pop back in there, and then you can try something else. So if there's another section in there, I don't know if you guys have done this, the strategic BI or anything, or the strength finder, then you could go in and you could find your name, kind of see how that filters in or out of what you're looking for. I'm just going to clear this real quick. The purpose for the Strength Finder, and Jenna can correct me if I'm wrong, is to help people plan meetings. So if you want specific strengths in a meeting so that they can complement each other, this is technically what that's for. So if you want somebody that's going to have strategic thinking and have relationship building and have some executing, you could go in and you could filter those. So let's say we wanted to have at least one of the strength finder. We wanted to filter at least one or more of the, I'm going to come back in here and add all these. And relationship builder. So we're taking everybody out that doesn't contain those items. So this is going to be people that have something that has it in each one of those areas. And then you have a list of people that may fit your need for that meeting or for that group or for that project, whatever it might be. So I think that's the idea behind it. Question. And we're done. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions about any of that good stuff? One of the things I was going to mention, I didn't really feel like we needed to do a lot with it, but this is something that you guys can kind of work on your free time, the lots of free time you have. But this is where your templates are going to be located. And I will tell you, templates can be a lifesaver. There are templates that are going to have formulas already started in them and things like that. One of them that I went through and I just looked at yesterday was the personal budget. And you essentially go in, you select the one that you want. A lot of times they will give you different options, different formats. And so if there's something specific that you're looking for, you can have that specified. So if you want to search for it, you can even search for it a little bit more specifically. When you select it, it's going to allow you to go in and download it. It's going to create it. You can manipulate it just like we did all of the other stuff in the last two trainings. But it's, some of it's going to already have formulas calculated for you. Some of it's already going to be set up so that you don't have to do all the formatting and making sure it's printable, all of those kind of things. So the templates are a really good place to start, even if it's just to gain ideas of what you want it to look like. You can use it that way too. So that was another section in there that we were going to look at. And then Shannon and I talked right after the last meeting, and we had talked about our borders and how when you go in and you create a line of borders, when you change color, she let me know why or how that creates the lines, and then why you can't get rid of the mouse, the drawing mouse. And the reason is because when you go in and you create those lines, it automatically turns your draw borders on. And it doesn't really, because it's a square icon, it doesn't really look like it's shown up. So you have to turn it off for your mouse to come back on. So you have to turn it off. And I didn't know that last time. So thank you, Shannon. Any other questions that I can help with? We're almost over.
I missed the one where you, they're abbreviated up in your title.
Up in the top?
Line. Yeah. And how did you undo that?
The abbreviations, I just went in, I had to look them up to know what they were, but I just went in and I just typed them all in.
You typed them all in.
Right. And so whenever I set up my own spreadsheet, I want to make sure that when I'm looking at it, I know exactly what it means.
Okay.
And so if there's something that you work with a lot and you already know like what that means, it's not a big deal. But if it's new information, you may want to go in and, you know, type it in and then put the abbreviation behind it or whatever, just so that you know what it represents. Because I know we've got abbreviations for it. Any other questions? Okay, that's all I had for today. We'll go ahead and call that good. If you guys have any questions before you leave, I will be happy to answer them if I can. Let me see if I can get that in here. I hope my screen sharing wasn't paused through that whole thing. Did anybody say anything on the chat? If it was, I'll re-video it later.
We'll see what happens when that downloads.
It might have just been because I hit the escape key too.
Okay.